Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bell reaches second base with a double. Grubb moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Blanks reaches second base with a double. Grubb scores. Bell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to third. Scott moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Paxton, and towards Kuiper, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Hassey moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field. Dade picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dade. Scott moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hasse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks misplays the ball. That's an error on Blanks. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Rick Kroeger now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn bunts towards the mound. Kroeger fields it and has Yastrzemski trapped. Kroeger throws to third, and Bell tags Yastrzemski for the out. Scott moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hobson strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Len moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-3 in the game. Date strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards second. Remy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Norris steals second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Remy who tags Kuiper, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Norris scores. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kroeger covering, for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-4 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson pinch hits for Fred Kendall. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Hobson moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-4 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. Hobson moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Burleson now playing shortstop. Carlton Fisk now catching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bell bunts towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Thornton is walked intentionally. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blanks hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hassey bunts towards the mound. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-5 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Date reaches second base with a double. Kuiper scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Date, who is chasing the ball. Burleson reaches third base with a triple. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-5 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burleson tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 7, Red Sox, 7. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Hassie and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Blanks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Blanks reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Norris is walked intentionally. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanks scores. Norris moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. It's 8-7, Indians. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hassie hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Norris scores. Kuiper scores. It's 10-7, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Kinney now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Scott reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hobson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.